AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Tulsi Gabbard has resigned as President Donald Trump's Director of National Intelligence. After being sworn into office last year, Gabbard said she would refocus the intelligence community in line with President Trump's vision.
Unfortunately, the American people have very little trust in the intelligence community, largely because they've seen the weaponization and politicization of an entity that is supposed to be purely focused on ensuring our national security.
AP's Sagar Meghani reports the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors has a new chairman.
President Trump was on hand as Kevin Warsh was sworn in after months of bashing predecessor Jerome Powell for not lowering interest rates. He said Warsh will prioritize a strong economy.
Thankfully, unlike some of his predecessors, Kevin understands that when the economy is booming, that's a good thing.
In an unusual move, the swearing-in was at the White House, which raises more questions about Fed independence as the president has tried to sway the central bank. Still,
I want him to be independent and just do a great job. Don't look at me. Don't look at anybody. Just do your own thing and do a great job.
For his part, the new chairman said the coming years can bring unmatched prosperity
that will raise living standards for Americans from all walks of life.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In remarks, President Trump says New York Congressman Mike Lawler pushed hard for boosting the deduction of state and local taxes, known as SALT.
Mike Lawler's fantastic. He's fantastic. He is a fantastic. I call him Mr. SALT. He didn't stop. He wouldn't stop. He was driving us crazy. We have to get SALT. We have to get SALT back. And he got it back. And he's a terrific guy, and you're lucky to have him.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. The split between Wall Street and most U.S. households keeps growing wider. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday. The index pulled a bit closer to its all-time high set last week. It also closed out its eighth winning week in a row. That's the longest weekly winning streak for the S&P since 2023. The Dow added 294 points. That's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.2%. Ross Stores, Workday, and Zoom Communications helped drive the market higher after reporting stronger profits than Wall Street expected. The gains for stocks came even as a survey showed that sentiment among households fell to a record low. The survey from the University of Michigan cited worries about inflation and high oil prices caused by the war with Iran. Seth Sutel, New York.
A blast at a New York City shipyard has injured at least 16 people, including three with serious injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.